KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Mara Carabello. And Mara, I feel like you have feelings about water.
I have feelings. I love water. I love all things water. Now, we're about to talk to a real water engineer who will, you know, perhaps take a shot at my water chops. But yeah, water. So a Western state, you know, what's that adage? Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. I mean,
I've never heard that before, but I'm going to like hashtag that somewhere on my life. Whiskey.
We live and die by it. And we have had a couple of decades, but it's really caught up in the public's imagination and the forethought of publics, our drought. In the last couple of years only, that showed up in our lakes and in our rivers. And a lot of us really map to Lake Powell for recreation, but also for water. And that means also the Colorado River. And we're lucky tonight to have Gene Shawcroft, who is the Colorado River Commissioner for Utah. So this is the representative that goes and negotiates with the six other states. Seven total states who share the Colorado River for very much their drinking water and all things. And we're one of these states. Gene is our representative to that. And we wanted to talk to him today about a couple things. So, Gene Shawcroft, thanks for joining us on KSL at Night.
Happy to join you, ladies.
Oh, I just had a question before, because Mara knows so much more about this than I do, Gene, so just suffer with me. But maybe listeners are like me, too, and don't know as much. Can you tell us the state of play at the moment? So is it the case that the states are still in charge? Is it the case that the federal government has told us we don't know what we're doing, is kind of moved in, or is that happening later? So can you give us like context real quick for this conversation?
Absolutely. Happy to do so. I think most people are aware that there are some guidelines that dictate how the river will be used over the next several years. Those guidelines expire in 2025, and we're working on new guidelines to identify how the water will be used beyond 2025. The upper division states, so that's Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Wyoming, have a joint proposal that we submitted to the Secretary's office through the Bureau of Reclamation about a month ago. The lower division states had an alternative that they submitted as well. Those alternatives have some similarities. They have some differences. Reclamation is analyzing those at this moment in time and look forward to the seven of us getting back together, which we are doing. There's still time for us to prepare a seventh state alternative, which, of course, would please the Bureau of Reclamation if we could come to that point.
So the lower division states are Arizona, California, and Nevada, some big hitters there. And they have been really on top of organizing their advocacy, I'm going to say, for years and years. The smaller states in Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, of which we're a part of, Gene, as you said, the Upper River, we've been smaller about it. One of the things I'm struck by, but I was hoping you could... We talk about this agreement, and we've seen a lot of news talking about is it, and Leah's great question about, is it holding together? Is it falling apart? What you have a front row seat. This agreement has been in place since 1920, and you guys are really doing the hard work. There is no easy work left. So it's hard, but you all have found a way to continue to talk until you compromise. What's the tone when you sit at those meetings with other state representatives?
It's very cordial. There are ideas that are a little bit different, of course, and we try to focus on what those differences are. At the end of the day, each of those seven representatives have to go back to their home state and sell to the constituency of their individual state what we have agreed to in terms. And so not only is it a discussion around that relatively small table, but it's also a discussion around many tables as each of us go back to our individual states.
So you had a huge agreement an agreement that was signed last week. I wanted you to just mention there are a couple of other players at the table. Mexico's at the table, but also many tribes are at the table. What happened last week with the conversations with, correct me if I'm wrong, I think six tribes?
That is correct. So I'm happy to note that last Monday, as you mentioned, a week ago today, in Chama, New Mexico, and after nearly 2 years of working closely together, the upper division states that we've mentioned through the Upper Colorado River Commission, which is, again, those four upper division states, signed a memorandum of understanding with the six Native American tribes in the Upper Colorado River Basin. And just briefly, the MOU reflects the commitment on the part of the Upper Basin tribes and states to work collectively and collaboratively as decisions are made that impact water on the Colorado River. And if you'd like, I can give you just a few details about the MOU. But for the most part, the bigger part, it's an effort to solidify our agreement or our thoughts that we're better off sharing information, collaborating together on items of mutual interest in the river. And that's really what it's all about. There are some near-term and long-term priorities. However, I want to make very clear that this MOU does not address in any fashion the sovereign-to-sovereign relationships that exist between the individual tribes and the individual upper division states and the United States.
So talk to me about, so when it's just the upper states, so that makes it the four that are not Nevada, Arizona, and California. And I appreciate totally what you're saying, right? So it's an MOU so that you all are sharing information. But are you not sharing information with the lower river states and tribes? Does that make sense? And then how does that inform conversations about usage going forward?
Sure. The way the water is used, each state includes in its allocation the amount of water that is delivered or will be delivered to the tribes. And so the tribes in the upper basin that work with the upper basin states, of course, are the ones that we are most concerned about, because the lower division states have to deal with and coordinate with their tribes in their individual states, because their tribal allotments are included within the state allotments.
So, okay, I want to shift a little to hydrology. I think the other day you and I were talking, Gene, and I was celebrating what was apparently another successful water season in Utah. And I was talking about Colorado River and Lake Powell. And you dropped an engineering bombshell on me in which you said, hey, listen, Mara, don't really think about Utah's water as much when it comes to Utah's share of the Colorado River. Think about like the western slope of Colorado, and that's where the feeder is. So talk just high level with us about feeding into Colorado River. And really what I want to know is, how is Lake Powell doing? How will we find boaters? What's the boating season for Lake Powell looking like?
Great. The important things of life.
That is right.
Certainly, the snowpack in Utah was about 120% of normal, which is awesome. It would have been really awesome, but for last year, which really made us understand what we could really get. But about 120% of normal in Utah. Western Colorado was just about normal, and that's where the majority of the water comes from the west slope of Colorado. Wyoming was about normal as well. So the overall projected runoff into Lake Powell this year is about 87%, about 8.4 million acre feet. Lake Powell today is about 32% full. There's 140 feet of air between the water and the high water mark in the reservoir, which of course would be wonderful to fill. That will not happen in any kind of a short term. However, we're about 35 feet higher today in Lake Powell than we were a year ago. And with the epic water we had last year, Lake Powell came up about 65 feet, which is absolutely wonderful. And the lake is starting to fill now with the runoff. In the last 2 weeks, it's come up about a foot, and it will continue to come off as runoff until about early July. That's generally when the peak of the runoff is tapering off, and the outflow gets to be about equal to the inflow. And so that's about where we are on Lake Powell, generally 35 feet higher than we were last year, yet we still have a long way to go to fill the reservoir.
Oh, there you go. Gene, I could talk about water forever, but we have to wrap it tonight. Gene Shawcroft, Colorado River Commissioner for Utah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you both.
So next up on KSL at Night, we'll move away from water and into transportation, another issue of interest in Utah, especially in Salt Lake City. You'll want to hear what our guest has to say. Stay with us.